Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, along with you here on a Friday night, getaway Friday night, Triskaidekaphobia Friday, Friday the 13th, 14 minutes past the hour, 78 degrees, sunny skies, should not be this warm in the month of May. I think average temperature today was supposed to be something like 69 degrees, way above that, and the allergy season keeps on keeping on. But we're here. Hope you can hear us. We have had technical difficulties from time to time this week. So if you can hear us, let us know. Or if you can't hear somebody, let us... Ooh, I'll bit my tongue there. Let us know, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Angie Evers with me for the ride after a week off last week. How you doing, Angie? First show, I think, in the month of May.
Right. Well, today I've been had a busy, busy day. I've actually, this whole month has been busy so far. It's the month of May. May month is always busy.
I feel like I've been busy, but I don't know exactly what I've been doing. But I've been busy doing it.
Oh, well, I've driven to Marion, to Galleon, to Columbus, to Marion, to Cardington. I've been all over today, so I'm pretty exhausted.
Now, again, if you can hear us both okay, let us know. We'd love to hear from you, 740-751-4038. Have a few announcements to go through here. The big, this is really like New Year's Day, folks. The big Pickle Festival is happening in Miamisburg on June the 25th.
Where's Miamisburg?
You know, I don't know. We just got word today that there is a pickle festival on June the 25th in Miamisburg, Ohio. Big event. Don't want to miss that for love nor money. We've got the 9th annual Mission Yard Sale, June 2nd through the 4th. Donations are needed. Please reach out for a pickup or a drop-off time. Contact Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. That's 740-751-3029. What is the Mission Yard Sale?
They raise money to go on mission trip.
Oh, like church mission trips?
Yes.
Good.
So, I believe the yard sale is actually, it's in Fair Park somewhere, but we don't have the address yet.
Call Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. And the Marion County Fair this year will be July 4th through 9th, which is different from past years. Normally it ended on the 4th. Now it starts on the 4th. So that's your calendar, community calendar. Yeah. I'm excited to go to the Pickle Festival. I'll be off whatever I'm on by then.
When is it?
June 25th.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to a pickle festival.
I'll be right over there.
Do you eat pickles?
No. But here's the thing. See, the popcorn festival really does not center around popcorn. But the bratwurst festival does center around bratwurst. So I don't know if the pickle festival is more like the popcorn festival or more like the bratwurst festival.
I would say it's probably more like pickles. I say most of the time, just like the pumpkin festival, which I've never been to and I've always wanted to go. But they have pumpkin everything.
I think I was at the pumpkin festival once. Where is that?
Circleville.
Yeah, I think I went one time because it's in October, isn't it?
Oh, I know it's in the fall, but I don't know when.
Seems to me like I attended that one time. I don't remember why. But I remember something about that. Hope you can hear us out there. If you're out there and can hear us both, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038, 18 minutes past the hour. So many events going on in May, as well as, well, it's not dark yet, and it's a beautiful night. People don't have to work tomorrow. They might be still be sitting outside during the first hour. I'd be sitting outside. I have new outside furniture, which I have not really spent a lot of time on because of the allergy season this week. Although, I'm not really sure that I have big allergies, but it's possible. Why stir the pot at this point?
Well, I know every time I walk outside, my nose runs. But I know I have really bad allergies. I'm allergic to trees, grass, pollen, dust mites.
Well, at this point, I had to turn the air conditioner on today because it got to be 81 in here. And I changed the filter the other day, so I got a fresh filter. So the house should be clean of dust and all that sort of thing. But I couldn't hold out anymore. I was okay just having the house shut up with no heat and no air conditioning because it gets cool at night. But when it got to 81 today, it was just so hot in here.
Yeah, I don't have air conditioning in my house. They have window air conditioner, but none of the air conditioners are in the windows. So, as of yet. I mean, one's way too heavy. There's no way I could put it in. And then the other one, I let my daughter have because her room is the hottest room in the house. So, I thought I will probably have to go out and buy an air conditioner because I don't know. I'm going to have to get another one, I think.
Well, it should not be this warm right now. As I said, this, I think people got confused because Mother's Day came as early as it can ever come. It came on the second Sunday of the month, but the first Sunday of the month was a first. So Mother's Day came very early this year. And I think people suspect that it's supposed to be this warm. Well, it's May 13th. It's not supposed to be 84 degrees every day in early May. You know, you're not even supposed to put your tomatoes out till after May 15th because they're still supposed to be a frost. It was 62 degrees this morning. No frost.
Well, I like the warm weather, so I'm definitely going to take it.
Well, I like it when it's not killing. Because people don't want to turn on their air conditioners early. People weren't prepared for this warm weather. People are having horrible asthma attacks because it's happening much earlier. People are having migraines. They can't move. It's bad.
Well, I agree. It is bad because I have had migraines this week. I've had allergies this week. It's been a rough week.
And hopefully, the tree pollen only stays around for about 3 weeks. Once that blows off the trees, we're past that. But it came so early that we're in it earlier than we normally would be. Normally it would come around Memorial Day. But now this year, Memorial Day, I don't know what it'll be like. Anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 78 degrees, partly sunny skies here in Marion. The dogs are here tonight.
Yes, they are. They are, my mom had them all day today, so I just had to pick them up because I was gone all day long. So she dog sat for me today, so I just picked them up.
They have snazzy new collars.
Yep. They, you know, animals deserve to have new clothing sometime. They're pretty collars.
You gotta have upkeep with your animals.
Yeah. My animals are pretty spoiled, though.
So, did you hear the big conversation this morning on the program?
I heard nothing on the program
today. You missed it. It was a humdinger this morning. The conversation was the porta potty in front of the Marion Mausoleum.
Oh, well, it's not really directly in front of
it. See, you knew what I was talking about.
Well, I know. I drove because we talked about it the night before.
Did we?
Yes, we did. Because I said there's porta pots in front of Meyer. Remember?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's buried in Meyer.
No, but they have him set up because of that Del Taco.
Right, but I would have thought.
But it's not in front of the mausoleum. I just drove by there. It's like to the side.
I don't know. It's so close to the mausoleum. It's got to be less than 20 foot from the door.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's on the Del Taco property.
Oh, I think it is on the Del Taco property. I'm just saying perception is reality. And if you were not from Marion, first of all, I've never seen a porta potty sitting that close to the road. And number two...
Well, the restaurant is a little close to the road.
I don't complain about that because people get bent out of shape about that. But they could have put it behind... A porta potty just needs a place to drain.
To drain?
Well, somebody's got to clean that thing out.
Well, don't they pick them up and put them on trucks?
You know,
they're not going to drain them in the yard.
I don't know what they do.
That would be gross.
I'm not in that biz. Have you ever been to a campground?
Well, yeah. But those are porta pots. All this stuff stays inside. Somebody would have to drain it, not outside.
If that's true, then why would they set it that close to the road? I know there's some...
Do you think when people go in the porta pot, it just goes outside?
No, there's a thing in there. It's a big, like, tank.
Okay, but where do you think that stuff goes?
Don't they
have big hoses and suck all that stuff out or something?
I think somebody maintenances them. Somebody has to. What if somebody goes a lot?
But, I mean, they're not going to drain them in the backyard.
Well, no, but I'm saying why couldn't they put it out back if this is the case?
Well, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't put them out back.
One of the conversations is not only that it's in front of the mausoleum, it's that a car could hit that thing.
Yeah, there have been a lot of accidents recently. People aren't paying attention.
So I don't know. What do you think? That was the big conversation today. 740-751-4038. I just think in the month of May, which is Memorial Day month, you don't want to be setting a porta potty in front of a mausoleum. That's probably the most visited month for the mausoleum.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody go in the mausoleum.
I've been in the mausoleum.
How many times?
Several.
Once.
What?
Once.
No. I've been in there more than
once. I've never ever been in there.
Nice place.
Can anybody just walk in at any time?
Yeah.
I've never been in there.
It's nice.
But I've never seen anybody go in there either. And I'm, let's see, 41?
I've seen them go in. They just don't come out.
Very funny. Ha ha ha.
But they might be coming out now because there's a place to use the facilities for the first time. Therefore, the people who went on to their reward. So I'm happy about that.
Well, I don't think those people will even know or care if there's a porta pot sitting out front.
Well, those people don't care, but the people who are driving by, like me, who say, oh, look, there's a big green porta potty in front of the mausoleum, we care.
Yeah, but, I mean... I think anybody who would drive by would know that it's part of Del Taco.
You think? I don't know. Maybe out of town. I would have just put it on the other side.
Well, I don't know why they didn't put it out back. I mean...
To me, it just... There are certain buildings in life. Like in Marion, Ohio, there are certain things you don't want to put porta potties near. The mausoleum, the Harding Memorial... somebody's tombstone. You don't want to put a big porta potty there. Those are sacred places.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do people really pay attention?
Yeah. Whoa, we had a lot of calls about this today.
So what'd they say?
Well, they think it was, you know, I don't think it was done on purpose, but that's society now. I don't think people even know what... I don't even think they think about it. They probably didn't even know what that building was, even though there's a big sign out front.
The mausoleum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I want to go.
In there?
I've decided, yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Once they put that toilet in, I said, take me to the mausoleum.
So you can be right by the potty.
I want to be, yes. That way it'll be easy to find. You want to go visit Scott's grave? Find the porta potty? There you are. It's right there. It's like putting a landmark in the center of Marion.
Yeah.
I like it. No, I think it'd be nice to be there, right? Now, in between Del Taco and, what's on the other side? Taco Bell. Right. You're right in the Spanish part of town, the Latino area. The burritos will keep you alive forever. I'm excited. Either that or I want to be buried at the Pickle Festival.
But you don't even know where that is.
Doesn't matter. I'll enjoy it. Miamisburg.
And are you going to eat all these pickles?
No. Anybody alive tonight?
I don't think so.
We took a week off. You know, people, it's spring
night. Did you put it online?
No, I didn't. It was a quick night. 740-751-4038 if you're out there. 740-751-4038. Hope you can hear us. And if you do, weigh in. 30 minutes past the hour.
I know. I messaged my mom asking if she could hear me, but she hasn't responded.
See, people are still outside. The sun hasn't gone down yet. And it's not a school night. Triskaidekaphobia. Friday the 13th.
Yep. Oh.
Oh, here we go. Somebody's out there listening. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you're loud and clear all over the country. And the porta potty, I saw a truck sitting there in the your studio driveway Sunday morning. Pastor Greg, he must know a lot of porta potties. I think he announced his show from there Sunday morning, and there was one that said porta potty on it, a truck that drains them, you know.
Yeah, Pastor Craig, I think, is in that business. I just don't know if they should.
He can tell us all about that. Heck yeah, that's pretty good business. If it wasn't for those, why, there would be a lot of crap around, you know?
There would be. But I don't know if being placed in front of the mausoleum is a good idea.
Well, like Angie said, that's probably on the taco property, and they got to have it convenient for a truck to pull up there to suck it out and clean it, see? Unless they put them on with a crane and put a new one there and do it other places. I don't know. I've seen trucks with 8 or 10 of them on it, you know.
Well, that's true. I guess my point is that there was another side of the building that I think would have been better to put it on or put it out back. I don't know. It just seems like an odd place to put.
I've got relation in the mausoleum there. I've been in there ever since, oh, X was 7, 8 years old. I thought that was a cool place when my dad took me in there. All those drawers in there and got the names of the people and put a little flower up there on a little shelf there, and that's how they, you've been in there. You know what it's all about.
Yeah, I think that's where I want to end up. I think it'll be nice because I'll be right out here on 95 where I lived, and, you know, people will be able to come in winter or summer and see me, and I'll have a porta potty out front.
Well, you know, if you like to, if something happens between now and then and I'm available, well, I'll just go over and get you a Diet Coke and set it on the shelf.
Put that Diet Coke on the shelf. I would enjoy that. That'll
just about as well as the doings of putting a potted plant on there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you forget the potted plant. Put the Diet Coke on there every day and I'll be a happy man.
Well, that's every day. My God, we can't do that. That's a lot of Diet Coke flying in that place. We'd have to have more in a porta potty to empty those, you know?
Well, that's true, but maybe they'll put in another one if there's need.
Everything sounds good. Angie, how can you put up with all this excitement?
She didn't have the earphones on. Talk to her now. Angie can hear you now.
He's all
Angie,
in the
how can you put up with all this excitement this evening?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
And the dog's got new collars, so they know that they got to behave or they'll get get a tug on the leash and they'll have to come to attention, and they won't do any trouble since they got that new leash collar on.
Well,
is that something similar to the Harding collar that's...
No, I guess my dogs aren't that spoiled.
Well, you know, who could detect a gold dog collar if you got one? Is yours a leather one?
No. They're just ones...
What's it made out of that go around their neck? A rope?
It's just probably nylon. I don't know what they're made out of nowadays.
Well, yeah, then just go to one of the thrift stores there where you buy all kinds of different stuff. What is it? And get some gold buttons and just put a punctuated hole there,
yeah.
And you can have a Harding second dog collar. I think that'd be a good conversation piece for your doggies.
Yeah, well, my one dog, she had a pink collar, and it had, like, you know, fake diamonds on it.
Man, that's a cool one.
Yeah, it was really neat. I actually got it at a yard sale for, like, $1. It was brand new.
Yeah.
But she wore it out, so it would come off. So, I thought I'd better get her a new one.
Well, how long have you had the dog? I didn't know they wore out that fast.
Oh, yeah. I've had her probably, gosh, a good 3 years.
Yeah, I guess with them wearing it all the time.
Yeah.
But, and leather, you know, would get kind of moisturized and stuff like that and start to smell a little bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So, I had those collars since I've had both of them, so. And then I got my mom's dog's new collars, too, so I got all the dogs, well, because I got all the dogs. I mean, they're like...
Right. How about getting one for Scott, maybe, and then... You could have one of them real white ones for him, you know?
Or I need one of them choker ones.
WWGH and 107, point one, you know, on there, that'd be kind of attractive for Scott when he goes out and does some recruiting around.
Yeah, a WWGH collar.
Well,
you know, they tied the that Christmas tree topping with a dog collar, that Christmas tree topper.
You know, this year we're not putting up a Christmas tree. We're going to get a porta potty and put it right there in the studio and just decorate it. That's the new thing.
That would be discouraging. I think you got a nice restroom in there after you got it done there. I was in there. I think that's really a nice up-to-date push-button apparatus. How'd I pronounce that? Did I do that right, Scott? He must be brushing his teeth or something, isn't he?
Well, no, you know, I think we should get a sign. Instead of hometown of President Harding, we should say hometown of the porta potty in front of the mausoleum. Just let everybody know as they're coming on into town that we're thinkers here in Marion.
You know, I don't get out that way very often, but yeah, that's over there at the other. I'll tell you where another porta potty was. I noticed that Sunday morning. I said I went down. I was looking to see about the. Cardinals uptown Sunday, you know, they didn't too busy, and I was kind of just snooping around there, and I thought, I'll just go down and see if the pastor's there, out of there, or maybe he might have some kind of a setup where he can do that, he's got some of that on tape, you know, and they plug that in and run that for during the sermon and stuff, and then he has a little few minutes ahead and a few minutes behind. But that was Mother's Day. Mother's Day, that's why I was down through there. Yeah, because I was uptown there. And then I come back down and I got Carol's breakfast. That's the deal, Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Yeah, and so I come down through there and I turn there onto Washington. There's a porta potty right there on the corner. And I thought, boy, how handy that is. Right there on the corner, and so I thought, you know what?
The reason for that is people don't know why there's a porta potty over there on Washington Street. Is that sometimes our dear friend, and I hate to speak of him when he's not here, but Terry Tackett goes into the studio bathroom And, you know, we have to get the bomb-sniffing dogs out to before anybody will go in there. So some of us have to go across the street to Washington and use the porta-potty.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of air-vented real well there on Washington. Those porta-potties out there, sitting there on a Sunday morning, Mother's Day, and nobody using it, you know.
Well, if Terry, we'd normally just send Terry out to the porta-potty there on Washington, but we did that one year, and all the flowers died on Washington Street. I don't know what that was all about, but we didn't want to mess with that again.
I thought that was pretty neat. I turned there's a porta-potty, then I'm down there, and I look, and I thought, oh, that's Pastor Craig's must be in there, because he's due to come on air, you know, and I thought, there's a porta-potty. I wonder if he's handling that pickup, so maybe he cleaned that one out. I don't know. But
maybe we'll hear from him.
Yeah, he'll tell us all about that. I'll tell you, there's no such a thing as a porta-potty when you have to go, and it don't say men and women on it. I was down to the Derby, the Brown Jug down there in Delaware, and, oh, they must have had all, I'll tell you, I imagine there was 15 on one side and 15 on the other side, and for some unknown reason, I think one was for women and one was for men, but I can't remember. But, man, that thing was loaded. There's unloading a lot of beer there at the Jug that day. And I thought, man, I got to go. And I looked over there, and I thought, I'm not going to wait just for a man's side. That's just a porta-potty. If there isn't nobody in there, if it isn't occupied, I'm going. I don't care what it says. Don't say men or women on it, you know. So, boy, that would they come in handy in a situation like a place like that where a lot of people's out.
They certainly do. I agree.
Well, you have a good night. You're loud and clear here, and Angie, you take care, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Good to hear from you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And hello to Carol, his dear wife. Nice, nice lady. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. See, this is my curiosity. This is my disease in life. When I see something like that, I have to talk about it.
So did you talk about all the nice banners today?
The banners?
Yeah, all week. That are hanging up all over town.
No, I don't know. What's that?
The military banners.
Oh, you know what? I did
see. Those are very, very nice.
Very nice, but the problem is, when you're driving, you can't, like, jam on the brake to read them. And they're kind of small and up there. You would have to know. I think it's nice. I'm not saying it's not nice. It just, you can't. I was trying to read them as I was driving back from Wendy's last night, and you really can't.
Yeah, I mean, although when you're driving, I mean, you're just looking at the pictures, probably.
Right, I think that's probably, yeah.
My son is up there, and, you know, I see his picture. It makes me happy because I get to see him on my way to work every morning.
You know, that's nice. I remember we talked a lot about this military thing, and I have military in my family, but apparently nobody chalked up the books to put them up there.
Houston wants to be petted.
He does. He's very neglected right now.
We're not paying attention to him.
He's angry about the porta potty.
No.
He's saying, what kind of town would put a porta potty in front of the only mausoleum in town?
What he's saying is, you took your hand off of me. Please put your hand back on me.
Well, I haven't seen them in a while, so it's a reunion tonight. 740-751-4038. 78 degrees, partly sunny skies here in Marion. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. I don't know. I think it's much better to talk about than the other depressing things that are going on right now, like rising gas prices because of Memorial Day. And I don't know if this is a new sign over at Tri Rivers. That's another thing.
It is a new sign.
Oh, did somebody run that by?
Well, if you look at it, you can tell it's a sign. They took down the old sign and they got the new sign. I seen it sitting in the yard.
Well, but what is it, like a high dollar, high tech sign?
It looks digital.
Oh, it's not finished.
Well, no, but
so
I mean,
took down the old sign.
Right.
And they don't have the new sign finished.
Well, I think it's in the yard. I just don't think they have it all together.
Well, that's good to know. That's what's going on at Tri Rivers. And Well, we did find out this week that Naomi Judd committed suicide via firearm, and it's very, you know, that story got very big this week. I was shocked at the coverage that got. I mean, breaking news and all over the internet, and I was still seeing it today all over the place.
Yeah, that's just sad.
Well, it shines light on mental illness and suicide, and apparently, you know, there's no exceptions. Rich, poor, famous, not famous, man, woman. It's horrible.
Do you know what awareness month it is this month?
May? I don't know. We have something every month. I was asking people earlier why donut boxes are pink. Because I saw...
Oh, at Andrews?
They're everywhere. If you go to a donut shop, local donut shop, all donut boxes are pink. And I always wondered why donut boxes were pink. And I found out this week by watching a show about it. And there is a reason that the boxes are pink. But nobody's been able to tell me yet, so I might be the only one who saw that show.
Oh, well, I know, was it last week or the week before, somebody had got Andrew's donuts at the office, and they came in a brown box, because I guess the pink boxes had been on, Andrew wasn't able to get the pink boxes.
Right along with formula.
Right. That's horrible. I can't imagine having a baby right now and having to worry about that.
See, Houston missed me.
You cannot take your hand off of him. You're going to have to pet him continuously.
And now puppy's right there. They're having a good time tonight. We're having a good time. Phone lines are open. The sun's going down. On Marion, 740-751-4038. 45 minutes past the hour here on a Friday night. Triskaidekaphobia Friday, Friday the 13th. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Do you have a phobia?
No. I do want to say to Ted Jolliffe that my mom says hi.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Well, I said hi, I think, to Ted when he... And hi to Carol, who's out there listening, I'm sure. Yes.
My mom says hi.
That's nice.
Oh. Am I getting people mixed up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, I did get the card this week from John and Carolyn Heimlich. They sent me the fruitcake Ziggy cartoons. I don't have them here in front of me, but it just goes to show you everybody hates fruitcake. Even Ziggy. I'm going to get those laminated and put them on the refrigerator. I don't have a laminator, but I'm going to have to get it done. I got to get to my cards. I've got cards galore. I haven't filled out one thank you note.
What you been doing?
Busy. But I'll tell you this, it's a pattern with me, because when I graduated from college, I never sent thank you notes.
Oh.
And when I think I had a big birthday party when I turned 18 or 21, and I never sent thank you notes. And now I'm not sending thank you notes now. It's bad. It's a bad habit.
Well, I mean, you're home. All you got to do is, instead of watching your baseball game from 1945.
Listen, I know that stuck under your crawl the other day.
You can sit at your table and write some thank you notes.
Here's the thing, folks. If you weren't listening the other day, I brought this up. I like to watch baseball games from yesteryear on the YouTube. They have all these full games on there. And I think baseball is my favorite sport. And I figure, why not watch these old games? They play 100 and something games every season. It's not like I can remember who won the game or that I even watched that game. So I like watching the old Cubs games with Harry Carey out there. That was me growing up. That was, you know, the 20 years of my childhood. So I like watching the old games. And Angie just thinks this is the stupidest thing in the world that I would watch an old baseball game.
I don't think it's stupid, but I mean... I just have no interest in watching an old baseball game.
Well, do you have interest in watching a new baseball game?
Well, maybe if I watched baseball.
How would you know the difference? Like, if I put a baseball game on the television.
Well, the first difference would be that we're in color.
These are in color. These are from...
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, they're not.
I have one on right now.
I don't know about that.
They're from color. They're in the color era.
They're like a, you know, navy blue and cream.
No. Harry Carey came to the Cubs, yeah, I think in 84 or 85. And he was there through 98 when he died. So these are color. All right, we're getting a call. And the dogs are barking. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
To let you know, I'm glad you liked the Ziggy cartoons.
I did like the Ziggy cartoons. Were those just in the Marion Star?
It's been a couple months since they was in, but I had them here, and I just didn't get them sent right to you right away.
No, I appreciate it.
I thought about laminating them myself for you, but I didn't get it done, and I didn't. So I just put them in a card and Carolyn mailed them. But
no, I appreciate it. I'll get them laminated at some point. I got them stuffed in the card right now so they don't get wet or anything. And I'll stuff them under the laminator. But you hear us loud and clear tonight?
Yeah, you guys are coming in loud and clear, both of you.
Are you hearing the callers okay?
Yeah, I can hear them okay, Scott.
So what do you think about watching old baseball games?
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it, Scott. If you like watching them, I think it's fine. It's not any different than watching an old movie.
Right, just like watching an old movie. I think that's right, too. What do you think about the mausoleum issue?
Well, I don't know what to think about that. I suppose when they get done working on that restaurant, that they'll have all that stuff cleaned up around there.
You know what's interesting? I don't think they do any celebrations on Memorial Day at the mausoleum. I might go down there and give a speech on Memorial Day.
I don't think they do anything down there at the mausoleum. It's all done at the Marion Cemetery.
Yeah, I'm going to send a note over to the mausoleum and see if if they want me to come down there and give a speech on Memorial Day.
Well, that might be an idea, Scott.
Yeah. And there's a restroom right there. No worries.
You wouldn't have no worries at all.
No worries.
Everything would be at your convenience.
It'd be a great Memorial Day. Hey, thanks for the cartoons and the card. And say hello to Carolyn.
You're welcome. I will. She's the one that made it out, so I'll say hello to her. And you and Angie have a good evening. We'll listen to you till 10 o'clock.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's like listening to watching old movies.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you can do that.
You made me watch that monstrosity, Dirty Dancing. That's from the 80s. That's older than most of these baseball games.
No, it's not.
Oh, I tell you, that movie. Folks, don't even waste your time. And I'll tell you why that's on my mind. Because I just saw that the girl from the movie, what's her name?
Jennifer Grey.
I think she's written a book or something, because I saw her on a show the other day. I can't imagine why she'd be relevant. But
she used to date Johnny Depp. I didn't know that.
Well, there you go. Oh, maybe that's why she was on the television.
Probably.
So she's talking, you know, and I thought, oh, well, there's Dirty Dancing. But that movie, ooh.
So, I don't know. I don't watch very many movies anyway, but
52 minutes past the hour. First hour almost down here. 75 degrees, partly sunny skies. Sun going down here in Marion. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on anything or anything on your mind? Doesn't have to be something we've talked about. Could be anything going on in town. Nobody knows, though, about the pink boxes and the donut shops.
Oh. I was going to... Oh, dear. Sorry.
You're having a good time.
Somebody just needs to pet him constantly. We have rambunctious dogs tonight.
It's nice to have the air on. It's nice and cool in here.
Yeah, it doesn't feel bad. You should sleep, okay?
I hope so. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Scott and Angie.
Hey, how you doing, Phyllis?
I'm doing okay. I just, rule of thumb, I heard that if you tell someone thank you, you do not have to send the thank you card.
Oh, so if I personally say it, I don't have to send the card.
Right. You've said it on the radio, and I think everyone hears you, so use your energy on something else.
Well, you know, I feel, though, because I, as I said the other day, I'm going to keep these cards because, to me, it's such a nice thing that people have done. And so I want to send the cards, and I think I'll eventually get to it. But I don't know why. I'm good at Christmas cards. But as far as when I graduated, I don't know why that seems to get away from me.
Oh, and tell Angie that I agree with her on Dirty Dancing. That was a wonderful movie.
Oh, you liked the Dirty Dancing?
Oh, yes. I saw it probably 50 times.
Now, what do you make of the mausoleum?
Oh, I wanted to tell you. I was on my way to Myers today, and I looked at the porta potty, and there the door was standing wide open right on Route 95.
Oh, the door was wide open on that porta potty?
Yes.
Oh, man.
There wasn't anyone in it, but it was kind of disgusting.
Now, see, that's what I think. See, bad episodes like that will happen. It should not be that close to the road.
No, it shouldn't. It should be out back.
How are your allergies doing?
Bad.
Oh, it's been an awful week, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been terrible. I sat on the porch for a couple of days, and my eyes just water continuously. I just got done using my inhaler, so I'm pretty well plugged up right now, but it'll get over.
Yeah.
So, I enjoy listening to you guys. And Ted Jolliffe, he has got Adam beat 50-1.
He's the new windpipe, huh?
Oh, I've known Ted since I was in junior high school.
Good guy.
They're good people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're good people. Okay, I'll let you go.
Hey, stay well, Phyllis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, there's a nice lady. God bless her. I love Phyllis. Now, she likes Dirty Dancing. And I don't. If I've said thank you, I don't have to send a card.
Okay.
But Phyllis has got the inhaler and all that, too. I'm telling you, it's a bad week for people. Bad week for the allergies.
Yeah, I'm worried. My son's coming home soon. And he's probably going to be sick when he comes home. Because this happened to him last year. He got sick because of his allergies. I think he has inherited my allergies, so I'm hoping he doesn't get sick.
Well, you got to get the Flonase, you got to get the Claritin, you got to get the inhaler, and that way you're prepared.
We have to have a doctor if you have an inhaler.
Well, yeah, I think you should go to the doctor. You want to be.
But I mean, you can get everything else over the counter.
No, I think you should probably go to the doctor. It, that way, you don't end up in the emergency room.
Well,
but now, can you imagine, though, Phyllis driving down 95 today in the beautiful spring, May, beauty of it all, and she's driving there, she's having a wonderful time, and she looks over, and there's a porta potty with the door hanging wide open, in front of the mausoleum.
As long as there wasn't somebody in it using it, that would have been really bad.
It was disgusting to her.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wants to look at a porta pot?
Well, that's right. Why are people? What's wrong with people? This wouldn't have happened in the 50s. People had better decorum in those days.
Well, I think a lot of things wouldn't have happened in the 50s.
Next time I go by it, because sometimes I like to eat down at the Wendy's, so I'm going to go down there and I'm going to pull the car over right there, put on the four ways, get out, use the facilities, get back in the car, go on down the road. Because I think that's why it's there. I don't understand it.
You're silly.
Oh, I'm having a good time tonight. I'm getting licked. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. 58 minutes past the hour. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like a country song. Somebody could make $1 million writing a song about this porta. You know, we went to that big country show at the Palace last October.
Yeah.
I'm going to send this story to one of them to write a country song.
Well, you like to write stuff. Why don't you write a song about it?
I just might. What could you say? The sun was going down on Marion as I drove down the road. I was going back to my abode, and I looked to my right, and there was a commode. Hey, dear! Ha ha! $1 million. Write it down. Stamp it, folks.
Maybe.
That's just what I want. Ted Jolliffe at least is going to bring me a diet soda when I go over to the mausoleum and leave it on the railing for me.
Well, I hope he brings you one every single day.
Well, where are you going to drop something off?
I'll take my dogs. We'll visit.
They'll be licking the door.
Probably.
Yeah. That you can decorate at Christmas. It's hard to go to a Marian cemetery at Christmas and decorate.
Well,
put me in the mausoleum.
You have to take me in there sometime so I can see what it looks like.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's marble.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wonder if they'll just give me a spot.
You think?
Yeah.
They're just going to give you a spot.
We'll be back in 15 minutes, but I went on my mausoleum. Here lies Scott Spears. Restrooms out the door on the left. That's all you need. We'll be back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank you.
I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.